USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Members of the White House Coronavirus Task Force met for the first time in nearly 2 months to talk about the nature of the pandemic, how they're approaching it, and how it has drastically changed since it began nearly 4 months ago. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's leading infectious disease expert, reminded people to stay diligent.
You have an individual responsibility to yourself, but you have a societal responsibility.
And while insisting that President Donald Trump was taking proper steps in the pandemic, Pence invoked the constitutional protection of freedom of speech when it comes to wearing masks.
Freedom of speech and the right to peaceably assemble is enshrined in the Constitution of the United States. And even in a health crisis, the American people don't forfeit our constitutional rights.
The briefing was held at the Department of Health and Human Services rather than at the White House, as the number of confirmed new coronavirus infections per day soared to an all-time high of 40,000. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for the Magamall. TheMagamall.com. The Magamall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves in offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the market today are pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on their caps is embroidered. Every star and every stripe, the presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls-Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10. That's WAR10 at checkout for the highest quality MAGA products. Go to themagamall.com. That's the, T-H-E-MAGA-M-A-G-A, mall, M-A-L-L.com. Themagamall.com.
A Trump cabinet member has a warning about COVID-19, and Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says the country is in a better situation than it was earlier on in the pandemic, thanks to hospital capacity and therapeutics. But he also is advocating for personal responsibility, saying,
it's a very different situation, but this is right. A very, very serious situation, and the window is closing for us to take action and get this under control.
Right. Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, Azar also urged those who have recovered from the coronavirus to donate plasma. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A man drove into a Northern California Walmart distribution center and started shooting people, killing an employee and wounding four others before he was shot by police. This happened 131 miles north of Sacramento. Tehama County Assistant Sheriff Phil Johnson said at a news conference, the shooter circled the parking lot four times before crashing into the building and opening fire with the rifle. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Uber Eats driver David Heller has filed a class action lawsuit challenged by Uber, aiming to secure a minimum wage, vacation pay, and other benefits like overtime pay. Drivers are now classified as independent contractors and do not have such benefits. Heller's attorney said the decision allowing him to sue was important, but only a small first step in the case that will probably take years to litigate. The ride-hailing company's contract allows arbitration, but not class action lawsuits. After the ruling, an Uber spokeswoman said the company would amend its contracts to align with the court's principles without giving details. She said going forward, dispute resolution will be more accessible to drivers. 2 days ago, California said it plans to ask a state court judge to force Uber and Lyft to classify all ride-hail drivers as employees rather than contractors. The Civil War is no more. Games played between the Oregon Ducks and the Oregon State Beavers will no longer carry the reference to the country's 19th century war between the Union and the Confederacy. Per a statement released by the University of Oregon, the Oregon and Oregon State Departments of Athletics have agreed to no longer refer to the rivalry games as the Civil War. The decision is effective immediately and includes all athletic competitions for all years ahead. The schools made the decision following mutual discussions as well as conversations with university officials and input from current and former student athletes from both schools. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.